Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Love God, Love Each Other, Serve the World. Thank you to Rhonda, Ed, Barb, and Dawn for being part of the video. The scripture reading is Matthew 17, verse 1 to 5. Happy birthday this week to Jan.
The reading today is from Matthew 17, verses 1 to 5. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Morning, everyone. I just have a brief message I'd like to share with you today. That's a preacher's joke. We're brief. Usually when the minister says it's going to be brief, it's 45 minutes, but that's not going to happen today. I just want to share a message because it's our motto in our church, which is loving God, loving each other, and serving the world. When you come into the church building, you'll see that sign, loving God, loving each other, and serving the world. But it's more than a slogan, and so what I'd like to do is just kind of talk about this, loving God, loving each other, and serving the world. There's so many scriptures that we could use today, and I'll be using some of them. First of all, loving God. It's spoken many times. In Matthew chapter 12, 18 and following, speaking of God, Matthew writes these words, "Here is my servant whom I love." Or Psalm 106, "Praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." It never stops. It's always there. See, part of us is part of God. The nature of God is put into each one of us. And remembering, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and that we are part of all of that. So speaking of God, Matthew says, "Here is my servant whom I love." And then the Old Testament, Psalm 106, "Praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Psalm 138, "I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. May all the kings of the earth praise you." In our Bible class this morning, we were looking at kings and so forth, and how the king thought he was the Lord of all things. And of course, that's not the case. So in Matthew 22 and 37, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And it's easy to just kind of rabbit that off. But to stop and think about it, it's quite profound. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And how do you do that? Especially when life is difficult and challenges are all around us. But it's to remember that we love God with all of our soul, mind, and strength, because that's how God loves us. Matthew 22 and 37, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your soul, your mind, and your strength." Why? "This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, which is love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says these words, all of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Loving God. It's a profound and beautiful thing. And so in John 13, 34 and 35, again, very familiar scriptures talking about love. And it's Jesus who's speaking. And he says, a new command I give you, pardon me, love one another. But it's more than that. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Can we somehow quantify what that means? God's love? How do you articulate that? The love of God. God loving us. It's so difficult to articulate the love that God is pouring into our life every minute of every day. His promise, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always, and I love you more than you could ever imagine. What an amazing God we have. So he pours out his love into all of our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. And then loving each other. Matthew 5 and 43, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons and daughters of your Father. And it's interesting how we have great stories where this is demonstrated from Saul, who was persecuting Christians, who becomes Paul, who was one of the great evangelists, preachers of all time. A persecutor to being persecuted because he was sharing the word of God. And then in the book of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 27 and following, Jesus said, I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Man, that's difficult to do. And do good to those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. And then verse 32, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons and daughters of the Most High. Sons and daughters of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is our Father. And he's with us right here and right now because he promises, I'm always with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Now, there may be times when we feel like he's not there. But do you trust God or you trust yourself? It's God who says, I love you and always will. So he says, I tell you, hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who curse them and pray for those who mistreat you. Difficult to do. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Then your reward will be great and you'll be sons and daughters of the Most High. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. If only we could be as merciful as Jesus. So loving each other is a constant all through Scripture. John 14, again, very familiar passages of Scripture. Sometimes we can memorize the Scriptures, but forget how beautiful these Scriptures are because it's not just reading the Scripture, it's putting it into practice. Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. difficult. Difficult. Don't let your hearts be troubled. When you have a young child who has a fever or an illness, or someone is in hospital dealing with traumatic issues, it's not always easy. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there, Jesus said, to prepare a place for you. He's preparing a place for us. Because if I go there and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and take you to be with me, so that may you also be where I'm going. Many of us have lost loved ones, but the promise and the assurance of Jesus is very real. We know where they are with him. And one day, that will be our turn. And one day, the great victory sound will take place for all. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you'd know my Father. And the more we know of Jesus, the more we know of the Father. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of faith. The world cannot accept the Holy Spirit because it neither sees him or knows him. But the Holy Spirit lives with you and will be and is in us, be in you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, always with us. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the promise of Jesus. And maybe some of you today are facing this. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Many of us have gone to funerals. Many of us have gone to family funerals. And sometimes the bereavement is so overwhelming, we can't even put words to it until we remember the promise of Jesus. Our sweet, wonderful, magnificent preacher, Kendra, is with the Lord, and she has left us so many messages of love and faith and truth. One day it'll be our turn to see Jesus, to see God face to face and with loved ones again. He'll never leave us as orphans. He says, I'll not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the promise of Jesus is, now is your time of grief. But I'll see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will ever take your joy away. It will always be there. If Jesus said it, I believe it. And then in John 16, I love this. I can just see the apostles, followers, eyes opening when Jesus says, in I think a loud voice, you believe at last. And Jesus said, a time is coming and has come when you'll be scattered each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. And maybe many of us have met people that they've gone through horrific tragedies, but somehow there is this competence. There's this, it's okay. It's okay. God has never left us. He never will. But in this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. And when you are lonely, remember God the Father, God the Lord, the Spirit, all of these things. And you think of the wonderful words of Scripture, the fruit of the Spirit, who God gives us, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and control. And then he encourages us to put these into practice on a daily basis. And so when Paul writes to the church at Philippi, he says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then he says, "Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely and admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about all these things that we've just said. And the God of peace will be with you." And if Jesus said, and if Paul says, that the God of peace will be with us, then the God of peace is with us. Never leaving us, never forsaking. Sometimes we forget. We want to figure it all out. Sometimes it's just God is with us. And he'll always be with us. Sometimes it's so difficult when loved ones pass, but we do know that we will see them again. So loving God, serving the world, Jesus said, "Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me," meaning Jesus. And so Paul writes in chapter 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. "I'm a servant called to be an apostle of God." And then in Philippians, "If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ," and I hope we have a lot of encouragement because we're united in Christ, "if any comfort in his love," and I hope that we all have comfort in God's love, "and any compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose." Don't do anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. We talk about better than ourselves. It's sharing ourselves as best we can. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. It's easy to read it. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. I can tell you that that doesn't happen in my life every day. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. And he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And the death of the cross was for us. The gift of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who gave his life for us and will come again someday and we'll be together again. And here's what he says. "Therefore, because of all of this, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You think if Jesus came into this building today, what would we do? I'm pretty sure we would bow. I would bow. But God asks us to persevere. In the book of Jude, he says, not Judas, the book of Jude, he says, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last days, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit. But dear friends, listen to these words. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. When we're praying to God, we're praying to Jesus, we're praying to the Holy Spirit. So in conclusion, it says, and in him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and power through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages. And then listen to this, now and forevermore. And then finally says these words, amen and amen. Isn't the promises of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, so incredible, even this very day? Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked AMP, taken from the Amplified Bible, copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation. Used by permission, lockman.org. Scripture quotations marked NRSVUE, taken from the New Revised Standard Version, Updated Edition. Copyright 2021, National Council of Churches of Christ in the United States of America. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.